let's count down to the most boring week in comic book movie news, I'd argue.
Is there any news? I don't know. I'm like, there is no news.
There's not much. I think Marvel's pretty much doing most of the news just because of Ant-Man.
And it was mostly like Feige's interviews, right? Yeah. Like, he had a ton of interviews.
The rest of it, like the TV and DC and all that, they're going to wait for Comic-Con. So that's kind of why it's probably a boring week. But anyways, 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the My Two Angry Nerds podcast.
You're so lame.
I know. I'm like the lamest person there is. I literally...
Like, you've already ruined the entire... We might as well just start over.
Guys, you know what happened? I crossed the entire North American continent just so I could record this podcast today. No joke.
He's that determined.
Yeah, I came all the way from Philadelphia today to Vancouver with a stop in Toronto just so I could record this podcast. So you guys should feel very honored. I mean, it's a very special podcast. And
like, you traveled all that way, and there's not even any news to talk about.
That's the thing. Because, I had, a hard time when I was in Philly to, keep up with the news just because I had so much going on. So when I got back, I had, no clue what was going on. I really was, they could have announced, that Adam Warlock was cast, and I probably wouldn't have even known. And I just look, and I'm like, there was nothing this week.
You'd be like, they cast Adam Warlock? Did they? Oh, no, they just didn't talk about anything. Okay.
And then GarageBand won't open. The notes won't open for the podcast.
It was just a disaster. Behind the scenes mess. The things that we go through to make this podcast happen for you guys, you better be fucking grateful.
And then Hamid just shits on the podcast because he's a fucking...
Oh my gosh, did we get any emails from Hamid now that episode came out?
Yeah, we did. We'll be getting to his email in a bit here.
Oh my god.
Speaking of things that are kind of odd, we don't know where they take place in this world, have a presence in this world. I'm tired. I flew out today at 3:30 a.m. and I'm just tired. But I will continue to podcast. Anyways, Guardians of the Galaxy officially got a title, and it's definitely not what you were probably thinking it was going to be titled.
Some people were saying, I mean, obviously we were probably thinking something along the lines of, using an actual name of a story arc. Some people were saying Annihilation or War of Kings or whatever, but instead the official title is, what is it, Curtis?
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. And no, that's not the name of the soundtrack, although I guess that could be the name of the soundtrack.
No, that would be Awesome Mix Volume 2, excuse me.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's a very valid point. No, this is basically, they're kind of going with that whole, the music volume and all that kind of jazz with it. I don't know, it's kind of weird. Something tells me that, that title is just going way out of its way to hide what the storyline's going to be. Something tells me they had a really great title, Annihilation or something like that. They're like, well, this gives away our entire plot. We need to change this. Let's make it as generic as possible. That's my guess.
Honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised if they changed the title later.
Yeah.
Closer to the release date, they're just like, this is the real title, guys. Maybe after they make some casting announcements, presumably for Adam Warlock or other characters, and people will be like, wait, this sounds like Annihilation, or this sounds like something else, and they'll be like, okay, this is the real title, guys. I mean, it's an okay title, but it's just sort of I think a lot of people have gotten used to the Marvel movies, the Marvel sequels, having subtitles that sort of tell you a little bit about what the plot's going to be about, so people were probably expecting something, a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
It's not a bad title, it's just, it was underwhelming, I guess.
I think it's just because most of the sequels, you're right, have had a sequel, especially in Phase 2, all the sequels had a subtitle. But
Not Iron Man. True. Iron Man's the only one that never had that, right? Because he was Iron Man 1, 2, 3. Fairly simple.
That's true. I actually was just thinking that. Shit, Iron Man 2 didn't have a subtitle. That's Iron Man 3 did. It's probably just I think it is that they just don't want to give away the plot in this film, which I get. They're probably they probably do have like a title
they're
going to use, and I'm sure like when the first trailer comes out, you'll be like seeing it. It'll be like Guardians of the Galaxy, and it'll just be like, bang, Annihilation or Annihilation Conquest or something like that. Carlos and I will just be like,
we knew it.
Like, grinning ear to ear. They'll have Adam Warlock on screen, played by Hugh Dancy, and I'll be like, I have been totally vilified. Is that the right word, vilified? I don't know.
You used it. Yeah.
Okay, sweet. I actually used the word properly.
Vilified. It's funny, because I was just talking to some people saying that I wanted Hugh Dancy as Moon Knight. What the hell, man? You're fucking with me.
I feel like you'd make a really good Adam Warlock. Maybe that's just me.
No, I'm sure you would.
But I feel like he's a great actor in general, and he would probably be very good at whatever he wants to do. Whether that be Marvel or... Well, actually, I guess his schedule is pretty much free now, considering that he got... his show got canceled.
Yeah, that Hannibal got canceled.
Yeah. That's kind of funny, too, because, like, they're casting for Magus. You know? It's just kind of like... It's kind of funny, because it's like, yeah, he's been my choice for a long while to be Adam Warlock, and yeah, maybe it's just his look, you know, and his just general, like, his, you know, his very kind of, like, soft-spoken approach. I think he'd actually make a really good Adam Warlock, but, you know, James Gunn's Adam Warlock might be, like, crazy, might have, like, a mohawk for all we know, might be some craziness going on. What else should we talk about this week? We're kind of just doing this live, because Carlos...
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
He does not have the notes. I have the notes, but Carlos doesn't.
Yeah, we were having some trouble, like, because we usually share the notes on our Facebook group that we, like, have. And he's trying to send me the friggin' notes, and it was just not working.
Yeah.
So...
I tried two times, and it was like, nope, not working.
Invalid request.
It's okay. Because, like, I think you probably already know about these news items, because you probably comment on them or at least read them already, so...
Yeah.
It's probably not too surprising. We might have an apparent villain for the next Ant-Man movie, that being Mitchell Carson. If you know much about Mitchell Carson, he's Ant-Man before Eric O'Grady, and basically, you know, Eric O'Grady steals the Ant-Man suit from him, and it doesn't quite go too well for Mitchell, and he becomes a villain, and he's a S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. Before.
Doesn't quite go what?
Well, it gets burnt, and he
basically... Oh, just because, like, you fell out for a second. I was like, where did he go?
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, Mitchell Carson, the funny thing is like, I kind of find this hard to believe, if only just because it's like, when are we going to get an Ant-Man sequel at this point? I mean, it's going to be so far down the line. I mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, it wasn't part of the Phase 3 announcement. I remember one of those, because Kevin Feige apparently did, like, 5 million interviews this week.
Yeah.
I remember in one of them, he was asked, like, they were saying, like, you know, they were saying, like, because Ant-Man's about to come out, you know, are you thinking about a sequel before Infinity War, even though it wasn't in the Phase 3 slate? And Kevin Feige was basically like, I don't know, maybe, like, I don't know, right? He was sort of like, he literally said, he's like, we actually don't know what we're going to do for a second Ant-Man movie, because it's not in the slate, right? But obviously, if the movie does really well, the, you know, general idea would be, like, obviously the studio would say, hey, let's make another one.
I just find this rumor kind of a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can definitely see them maybe setting up Mitchell Carson, but I don't see them actually pulling the trigger on him becoming a villain in the next few years at least. I mean...
The other thing, too, is that, I mean, we know that Yellowjacket is sort of, in a way, an original villain that they sort of make. Like, okay, Yellowjacket and Darren Cross were two different characters in the comics that didn't really have anything to do with each other, and they're just sort of being like, we're making Yellowjacket into, like, sort of a semi-original villain, right? Because, I mean, if you look at Ant-Man's Rogues Gallery, it's a pretty sad affair.
Yeah, I mean...
So I think that sort of makes sense why they would be going it that route. So to even think about a villain for a second Ant-Man movie right now, I think is just kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. And again, I mean, They could totally do it like the leader from the Incredible Hulk, hopefully with a better payoff, but, you know, the idea being that you set him up and then maybe just wait a while before you actually pull him off.
Yeah.
Would be funny though, if, like, randomly in, like, Ant-Man or something, the leader just shows up, you're like, the fuck? The leader?
Hey, man, Ant-Man's fought, like, Ant-Man fighting AIM would make total sense. I remember I was the one that was saying, like, way back in the day when we didn't know anything about the Ant-Man movie, I was saying that they should have used Radioactive Man and AIM, like, bring AIM back, have them show up, and I'm like, well, what if, like, the leader was brought back and he steps in and takes over AIM from Aldrich Killian? I mean, like, it's not that crazy of an idea. I'm like, that could work.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're not going to make another Hulk movie, because, you know, they just don't feel like it, hey, just say fuck it.
It's like Marvel finally remembered that they had the Incredible Hulk. They're like, shit, well, let's have Thunderbolt Ross back in the MCU. You know, hey, who knows, we might finally get Betty back.
Like, again, like, I can't help but feel that, like, literally the only reason why Betty wasn't brought back was because Joss Whedon was like, no, guys, I got this great idea. Don't worry about it. It's going to be great. Everyone's going to like it. And then
nobody liked it.
I'm like, I've got this great idea, guys. Don't worry. I got this. They're like, are you sure?
I bet he
like, literally, like, he was the reason why they didn't bring her back. Because he wanted to push his stupid fanfic crack pairing that nobody liked.
Yeah. It's probably like somebody was like, hey, should we have Betty? He's like, no, my idea's way better. I'm Joss.
No. I'm like, Joss, like, you have some great ideas, but, like, not every idea you have, like, not all ideas are created equal.
Let's see, what else is next on this list of news? Apparently Marvel is having trouble with Iron Fist. This comes from Devin Faraci's cat.
Oh my god, I nearly died when I saw the source article, the source link. They're like, where is this coming from? Right? I'm like, what news, what place is this? And I look down and it says Birth Movies Death. I'm like, what? And I had no idea what it was, so I clicked on it. I'm like, wait, it's Devin Faraci's cat.
Which is kind of funny because I think they, like, rebranded their website just because they realized that, like, everyone was starting to, like, just discredit their rumors and shit. And then they're like, hey.
So, like, nobody will notice now.
Yeah, like, let's call ourselves Birth Movies Death or whatever, and nobody will notice the difference. It's like, nope, we still notice, guys. We still see Devin Faraci's face, and we know what's up. Anyways. Yeah, apparently Marvel's having trouble getting an Iron Fist concept off the ground, or having trouble kind of
somehow, but because it's from Devin Faraci's cat, I don't know if I can trust this shit.
I feel like Marvel would not have announced it unless they had a solid idea. That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah, like, if they didn't have at least a solid, like, maybe they don't know who's going to make it, but they at least have to have sort of have, like, a solid pitch in mind, being like, okay, this is what we're going to do for this. And also because, I mean, like, maybe if this came from some other source, I might have given it more credit. But because it came specifically from Devin Faraci, and if you remember, all he was doing when Daredevil was in production was talking shit.
Yeah.
Being all like, oh, I heard that Daredevil's, like, production's not going well. I heard that people don't like it, blah, blah, blah. He was just talking shit the entire time. And of course, I mean, anyone who watched it knew that he was just making that shit up. So...
Yeah.
How am I supposed to give him any sort of credibility when it comes to talking about the Netflix stuff? And this is just a minor thing, but in his source article, he called it the Netflix-verse. And I'm like, no, it's the MCU. Calm down. The Netflix-verse. I'm like, shut up, Devin Faraci's cat. It's not a separate universe. Stop trying to pretend that it is.
Speaking of Daredevil on Netflix and all that stuff, if you go to their Facebook page right now, they have this fun new little video playing where it's the ninja
fight. Oh, the Nobu fight? Yes, I saw that. That was so good.
They have, like, little combos in and everything, like, kind of like a Street Fighter-esque combo.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, actually.
That was a lot of fun. I was watching that and being like, yes, that's awesome.
Uh, Star Trek 3 is now called Star Trek Beyond, officially.
Oh, I guess that is official, huh?
Yeah. Hopefully they don't try to remake any Star Trek movies. Because I don't know. They were saying, like, oh, it's all about exploration, and we're going to kind of be like the original series. And I'm like, that's good. I'm down for that.
Yep. So am I. I mean, I'm always stoked for more Trek, and so, I mean, like, obviously knowing that it's, you know, officially begun production, it's all set. I mean, I was always pretty stoked, but I'm like, this is sort of a big deal for me, so I'm really hoping they can pull it together. Not that I doubt them, I'm just sort of like, yay, but I sort of want to learn more about it, you know? Like, we still don't really know much about it aside from, you know, a few of the people that are going to be in it. I want to know more. More! He remembers back in the 60s. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, like, I got to make sure I don't, like, yeah. No, I mean, like, in the 80s and all that, I mean, Star Wars and Star Trek, the movies were pretty much going against each other at the box office.
Yeah, they were going head-to-head on a few years.
So, it's just kind of funny with Star Wars coming back that Star Trek's now like, shit, we gotta step up our game if we're going to go up against these J.J. Abrams now, you know, the convert. Going from Star Trek to Star Wars.
They're like, traitor!
Traitor!
You have betrayal.
It's like, well, guys, if you would actually let me make a decent movie, I would stay with you guys, but nope, didn't let me. Said you made me make a Wrath of Khan remake.
It wasn't a Wrath of Khan remake, but that's okay.
This is a matter of opinion at this point.
Yeah.
We got our first look at Ash in the new Evil Dead TV series. It looks okay. I mean, were you ever into Evil Dead and all that stuff, Carlos?
Not really. So I was sort of like, oh, okay, cool. And then I clicked then I clicked on something else.
I think it looks kind of decent, I guess. I don't know.
Kind of decent.
Transition into DC. DC tried to spill
stuff. Yeah, because we never talk about DC, right, Hamid?
Yeah, Hamid. Yeah. Piece of shit.
You little bitch.
We're talking about DC right now. What do you want, motherfucker?
Yeah, DC. Woo.
So not only did we get some pictures from the upcoming Dawn of Justice, and if you were to predict, like, what these pictures were, you could probably figure them out before you even see them, just because they're all, like, stereotypical Batman and Superman staring each other down, the shot of the Batsuit, there's a few other shots from the trailers. There is a shot of Lex Luthor with hair, which has some people up.
Looks like shit.
Because they were like, I thought he was going to be bald. Well, he probably will be bald throughout the film. If I had to guess, they could go back to the way he was in the original comics, where he had hair, and through an incident that Superman was sort of mildly involved with, he lost his hair. So I'm guessing that could be maybe part of it.
Yeah, they're doing the part. They're doing the thing where Superman destroys his lab, and his hair gets set on fire, and he's like, "This is why I hate Superman."
That would be funny if it was actually a shot for shot like remake. Of that
original thing.
Where it's just like Superman just walking down the street, oh look, there's a fire in that building.
He's like, then again, I'm just imagining Jesse Eisenberg being like, I'm bald now, this is why I hate Superman.
Jordan, who used to be on the podcast, he read what it was apparently the leaked script for Dawn of Justice.
There's a leaked script for every movie nowadays.
He said it was pretty terrible. He said that apparently there was a part where, like, Jesse Eisenberg's Lex Luthor says, tonight or today we will kill a god or something like that, referring to Superman.
Okay.
Shit. Speaking of cheesy shit, apparently Wonder Woman and Batman will know each other's secret identities in Batman versus Superman.
Wonder Woman doesn't have a secret identity.
She kind of does.
I know, but I'm just sort of saying, I'm like, what's are they really going with the whole secret identity thing with Wonder Woman? Really? Good. And why would she know Batman's secret identity?
I'm guessing what happens is they have sex, and then, she's like...
They're like, well, I guess I know who you are now.
She's like, is that the Batman outfit? He's like, yeah.
And she's like, oh, shit.
She's like, well, I guess I know you're Batman. He's like, well, I guess so. No, I mean, even back in the animated series and cartoons or comics, they've kind of had this sort of dynamic before, so it's not completely out of the blue. It may sound kind of weird, but this has been done before, so it's not like completely.
Yeah, I know that. I'm not actually saying it hasn't been done before, but I don't know. I just feel like is that going to be a big part of the movie? Literally, is a big part of the movie going to be Batman and Wonder Woman's relationship that has nothing to do with Superman in the movie that's... No, I'm not even going to try to say this movie's supposed to be the Superman sequel, because it's not, but...
Whatever. It's kind of funny, because it was like, the upcoming Man of Steel sequel will now have Batman in it. We're all like, yay! And then it was like...
And Wonder Woman. And Cyborg. And Flash. And Aquaman. And the Justice League. And Darkseid. And Brainiac. And Parallax. And 17 Green Lanterns.
And
Dr. Fate. And I'm like, yes!
We were talking last week about how, it's likely that, a lot of these movies are going to bomb. And it's like, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, yeah. I mean, I know some people don't want to accept that. But I do think that there's a good chance that these movies might not make a lot of money. I mean, they might...
Cyborg? How much money is Cyborg going to make?
Oh, exactly. I mean, if you want to talk about... superhero and comic book movie oversaturation. I mean, I think DC's at risk of doing that. I don't think Marvel.
They're just at risk of just the DC movies failing. The Marvel movies are going to keep on going strong on the box office, and then it's really some of the DC ones that are going to tank. Some of them are going to There's no way BVS is going to tank, and there's no way Justice League is going to tank. But I'm thinking that shit like Shazam and Cyborg 100% are going to tank. Aquaman's on the fence. Wonder Woman's probably going to do well. But I mean, seriously, when they're trying way too hard.
Trying too hard. Speaking of trying too hard, Robert Zemeckis, director of some of the greatest movies of all time, such as Forrest Gump and Back to the Future, he has said that, on his life, you can never expect to see a Back to the Future reboot or remake or anything.
Yeah, apparently he was asked about this just because, I mean, so many classic franchises are being brought back, and somebody in an interview asked him, being like, do you think they're ever going to make a Back to the Future remake or reboot or requel or Back to the Future 4 or something? And he's just like, not until I die, son. So essentially, apparently he wrote, and this is actually fairly smart. I'm surprised that he was able to see this far into the future. He wrote that in his original contract for Back to the Future, said that any future sequel or any other movie based on the property, he had to sign off on it first. And I'm like, that's actually something really intelligent to put in your contract. I mean, obviously it was sort of an original property, so, I mean, since he basically was just making it up, he's sort of like, okay, I'm going to put this in as a way of protecting himself, right? So apparently, I'm thinking that probably some studio has approached him being like, hey man, can we have the rights to Back in the Future? He's like, no!
Yeah.
So they're just waiting for him to die. And he said he's even after he dies, he's going to include it in his will that the people that own his estate are going to try and make sure that the rights don't fall into other hands. And I'm like, wow, this guy's a hero.
So basically, guys, never expected to see it again.
Yeah, you're not gonna see a Back to the Future remake basically ever.
Yeah.
So take that news for what you will. I'm thinking that most people are like, yay, and there's gonna be a few guys that are like, oh.
I would have wanted a fresh set of eyes on Back to the Future. I mean, it always goes without saying too, right? That's like, well, I want somebody who has a real respect for the project and has a great vision.
It's actually kind of interesting because, I mean, I think I've made it clear. I'm that guy that pushes for remakes and sequels and like for franchises to get second chances. Like I'm always that guy, but I don't feel that way about Back to the Future. I don't know what you would do with another Back to the, like, it sounds kind of weird saying it, because I mean, like, with time travel you could do literally anything. But I literally don't know what you would do with another Back to the Future movie. I'm sort of like, I don't know. I don't want a Back to the Future 4. I'm like, I don't care. Like, come on, man.
My guess is this is how I would do it, is I would have it where during their time travel adventures, they basically...
They done goofed!
They accidentally drop something. Like, they drop, like, the plans for the flux capacitor. And somebody else picks them up and, you know, like, stores them and then, you know...
Starts ruining the time stream.
Yeah, so that's the thing with time travel, right? It's easy to fuck up, right? So we could just go along and drop a piece of paper that's like, this is how you make a flux capacitor, and that's, you know, that's it. Hate to say it, that's the end of news this week.
What? We already ran out of news.
I know, it's like...
There has to be something else that happened at some point.
What happened? Philadelphia,
review Philadelphia. I'm going to review this entire city. Just be like, all right, here we go.
So, the food was good. You guys have your cheesesteaks. Those are pretty good. You also have some really decent Mexican joints, actually. I was really impressed with the Mexican food there. Because apparently you guys can only have a few liquor licenses, and they actually control who gets a liquor license pretty, you know, strictly, the people who do actually make, like, phenomenal drinks. Like, we're talking, like, some of the best drinks I've ever had. So, because of that, I'm going to give Philly a 4 out of 5.
How many Uncle Joey's?
I'll give it, like, 8 Uncle Joey's out of 10.
All right, 8 Uncle Joey's. I actually found a few other snippets of news. Nothing major, but a couple extra things that you may have missed. So one of them being that it's sort of funny, we were talking about, again, like, movies that nobody wants. So does anyone remember that they're making another King Kong movie?
Oh, yeah.
Did you know that? Somebody, did you remember that? Kong Skull Island? Yeah, so that movie actually was able to sign some pretty big actors to it. Apparently, Tom Hiddleston, Michael Keaton, and J.K. Simmons all signed on to appear in that movie, right? So... I mean, when they first announced it, people were thinking, really, you're going to make another King Kong movie? But when they started signing these big names, some people were like, oh, okay, maybe there could be something to it. Well, apparently it's back to the fucking drawing board, because both Michael Keaton and J.K. Simmons have bailed on the movie. Yeah, Tom Hiddleston's still there, but basically two-thirds of the three people that they had already cast just fucking bailed. Yeah, he's just not going to say no if you ask him nicely.
Like, Tom, do you want to star as Carlos in the film adaptation of the Three Angry Nerds podcast? You'd be like, yeah, sure. Why not? It's
like, I bet he would say
pay
that.
You much. We'll probably pay you like $20 a day. Okay.
Right, so because we're going to use all of our contacts, okay? We're going to get Tom Hiddleston. We're going to finally hit up Danielle Panabaker again on Twitter. And I'm going to text Chloe O'Brien from 24, because I have her number.
If somebody were to, like, star as me on the podcast, it'd probably be Tom Hardy. Like, I could see, like, Tom Hardy filling my shoes.
But yeah, so it's going to be an epic movie, basically. But yeah, so when I saw that article, I was just sort of just laughing, because I was, like, sitting there being like, who is the guy that, like, asked everyone, being like, all right, guys, what are we going to do for another King Kong movie? Like, guys, and they're like, well, I guess we gotta make it because Godzilla made money, right? So what giant monsters do we have? Oh, King Kong. I'm like, oh, okay. Good enough. Good enough. That's basically what it was. They're like, good enough, do that.
I guess we're gonna talk about the Punisher news. Or what he was reading.
Yeah, well, that wasn't one of the ones I was gonna talk about, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, apparently, history. One of them was Punisher Circle of Blood, where basically the Punisher lies about killing the Kingpin and basically starts a whole shitstorm because of that. There's Punisher Warzone, The Resurrection of Mog Ganushi, which
not the Lexi Alexander movie, the actual comic.
No, not the movie. Although I know where you can easily get confused by that. But basically it's like Frank Castle taking down the Ganucci family, which is pretty like well known family in the mythos of the Punisher. I guess it was
mythos of the Punisher. Come on, let's be honest, okay? Punisher's that's another rogues gallery that needs some work. Okay?
He can have some really good villains. It's just that his villains are not very well known villains, but they are like some of them, like honestly I think there's a lot of good potential, like Scarface and shit like that. Like,
there's a lot of good potential, but I don't think it's been realized very well.
Yeah. The Circle of Blood is interesting because Circle of Blood basically is revolving around Kingpin, who we've already had established in Daredevil season one, so it's not that makes sense.
Because he's part of the Netflix verse, yeah, yep. Karachi's cat, screw you. So we know that he could definitely appear. So
I love McGee's like, there's only one story arc he needs to read, and it's the Punisher meets Archie.
Like, that's actually, you know what, I'm not even mad.
At least he seems really like game to play Punisher. Like, he seems like, you know, some actors are like, yeah, I guess I'll be playing Punisher, I heard that from somewhere. Like, he's actually like, he seems like really game.
No, he's stoked. He's stoked as all hell.
And I think that passion is actually probably like, that's gonna lend well to the role. Like, I mean, when an actor's passionate about it,
That's probably what landed him the job when he went to go see Marvel. He's like, dude, if you hired me as the Punisher, dude, I'm so friggin' stoked. I'd be great. It's gonna be awesome. I want to do this. And they're like, all right, sick. Instead of having some guy being like, I don't know, maybe it sounds like an interesting opportunity.
We haven't heard any casting for Bullseye or the girl.
Elektra.
We figure she's coming. They've been those leaked casting videos came out, so she's probably coming pretty soon.
Yeah.
So what else did you notice this week, Carlos?
Another bit of tidbit is that, I mean, we know that, I mean, obviously Marvel's television division is, they're pretty busy. I mean, we know that at the end of the year, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Season 3 is coming. I don't remember if we talked about this before, but Secret Warriors has been confirmed for Season 3. They actually came out with a poster. But the bigger part of news is that Agent Carter Season 2, which is also coming later in the year, maybe it's going to be in January again or whatever. But anyway, Season 2, apparently, basically all the major actors from the first one have just gotten re-signed. So that includes James D'Arcy as Edwin Jarvis, Enver Gajkaj, I have no idea how to say that guy's name, as Sousa, and then Chad Michael Murray as Jack Thompson, Bridget Regan as Dottie Underwood, the villain, and Lindsay Finesca as Angie Martinelli. They're basically all signed on to show up again. I mean, like, not to surprise anyone, but actually it sort of is, because they said that, I mean, obviously that the second season takes place in Los Angeles, so a lot of people were worried, saying, like, oh my god, is she leaving all of her supporting cast behind? But apparently that's not the case. They're coming along with her. I'm assuming they're going to have to come up with a good reason why basically all of her friends are coming along with her. But
they probably like move their office or something like that. So.
Yeah, like probably like it's probably them turning the turning the SSR into S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah. And they're like, all right, we're moving to L.A. And so everyone sort of just like, all right, pack up, let's go.
Yep.
But yeah, so I mean, like, if you watch the show, if you really like the show, like I did, and there's a lot of people that were, you know, pretty hopeful that a lot of those characters were going to come back. They're coming back, so you don't have to worry. That's okay, Curtis, because whatever,
I mean,
man.
I liked it, but I'm kind of like, I kind of thought it was good for what it was. I think they should have just kept it in one season, but I'm kind of like that in general. Like, I feel like nowadays we try to get so much out of properties, and sometimes it's just like, you know what? I was actually fine with just one season of that show, but now, of course, everyone's going to be like, no way, man. Can't just have one season of Agent Carter. We got to have
man.
4 or 5 at least. It's like, no.
I don't know. I think 3 would be suitable. I mean, although the other interesting thing too is that Hayley Atwell. Well, obviously this isn't the case for the second season, but she said that she talked to the writers about potentially turning it, like, because obviously we know that the season is by necessity a period piece, but she said that she sort of talked to the writers about saying, like, what if we just, like, changed the period and, like, did it, because we had one in the 40s, why not have a season in the 50s or the 60s or whatever, yeah. Right, like, just as a way of changing it up. And I'm like, that could be an interesting way to, like, again, get a couple extra seasons out of it. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, as long as it's good, then I don't have a problem with them making more. So that's my thoughts on it.
Well, I'll give it a shot, but I'm also kind of like, guys.
I'm just glad they're bringing Dottie back.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. She was the best part of the show.
The coolest part of that last
yeah.
Those are the
other extra couple things that
I found. Let's be honest, it's the fact that Comic-Con is, like, not even...
Literally right around the corner, so you're not going to get any major drops because they're saving them for Comic-Con.
Like, well, Marvel's kind of like the exception because they basically are like, we'll do whatever.
They already splurged at their private event back in October being like, this is everything that we're doing for the next 17 years. So people are like, oh, okay.
Kind of feel too, like, I want to just say that, like, these people who expect them to have, like, some big show at Comic-Con are complete fucking idiots. Like, first off, they showed a huge amount of stuff, basically, going all the way up until, like, what, 2019, 2020, something like that. Like, they have basically shown their hand. Not only that, but, like, we're getting constant flow of news about these things. Like, for instance, we got news about The Punisher, we got news about the Guardians of the Galaxy 2 title, so it's like, they could have just said all this during their press conference at Comic-Con, but they just basically are like, you know what, we'll just tell you guys. And it's like, how can you get mad at that? Like, how can you be like, oh man, they should have saved that for Comic-Con, shucks. I didn't want to learn that right now. I wanted them to wait 2 weeks and tell me later in a closed panel format. Like, get your head out
yeah.
of your ass. Like, this is, like, you're getting so spoiled right now, and then you complain, like, it's also kind of like a hypocrisy too, right? Like, people will be like, oh man, they're not showing enough about their movies. They should show us all the way up until, like, phase 5. And then it's like, they don't. And then people are like, oh man, how come, we're not seeing all this stuff? And it's just, constantly goes back and forth. It's just like, guys, just come your dicks. They'll show you something when they got something for you.
Yeah, just chillax, man. Chillax. I mean, like, do they not have enough projects on the go?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that they have, like, what, like, 10 upcoming films, and, well, I guess 11 if you count Ant-Man, but, I mean, Ant-Man's right around the corner, so that's not really upcoming. So, you've got 10 upcoming movies, you've got 7 upcoming television shows, and, like, I guess that's not enough. Actually, it's not enough, because, what is it, somebody was asking Kevin, the other thing that I saw, which, again, another small thing, was that someone asked Kevin Feige, he's like, hey, man, where are the Marvel one-shots? What happened to those, man? And Kevin Feige was basically like, dude, we're busy.
Yeah.
That was his basic reaction to it. He's like, I mean, I guess they would be kind of fun to do, but, like, we're not really doing them anymore because we literally have so many projects going that we just don't have the time. And, I mean, that's something I can totally understand. I get that there were some people that were like, oh my gosh, there's nothing on the Blu-rays anymore because they don't make the one-shots. And I'm like, they have literally so many things upcoming. I don't care if the one-shots die out. I mean, like I said, they got 10 movies and 7 TV shows coming up. I'm like, it's okay. There's a lot going on in the MCU. So we don't need more one... If the sacrifice are the one-shots, I'm like, I'm okay with that. Calm your dicks.
Sorry? Anyways, let's go to emails. Because...
Unless
you guys
a lot of emails?
Talk about what I saw this past week when I was in Philadelphia.
What did you see?
A certain movie, and it starts with the word Terminator, and it's shit. I guess I could talk about Terminator Genesis. Why not?
Okay, why don't you talk about Terminator Genesis?
It's a terrible fucking movie. I mean, it's really bad. A couple of my co-workers were like, oh, man, let's go see a movie. And I'm like, okay. like, oh, let's go see the new Terminator movie. I'm like, oh god, I can't, there's no way out of this. Like, I know the movie is terrible. I saw the Metacritic scores. But I'm like, all right, guys, I guess we'll go see it. And yeah, like, we kind of called this out in the trailers even before the movie came out, that it's basically like the greatest hits of Terminator, and that's pretty much what it is. Like, the plot is very bare bones, and it's basically just, oh, look at this awesome moment from Terminator history. We're now gonna, you know, subvert expectations by doing this really odd thing, but nothing ever connects and nothing ever flows together well. It's basically just a garbled mess of images and some kind of mild semblance of the plot. So anyways, that's my thoughts on Terminator Genesis.
Well, that was a fast review.
And I'll say this, I didn't have to pay for the movie, but I'm still offended by it. Like, I was like...
He still asked for his money back. What do you want to...
It's like, I didn't pay for this, but you should have gotten your money back. I just thought it was not a great movie. And I mean, you kind of already probably heard this from so many other reviewers, but yeah, no, it's not a good movie. I mean, there's some certain visual elements that are kind of exciting, but I wouldn't say that's worth the price of admission. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm, like, a huge stickler for plot, so... I mean, I've always been this way, where, like, visuals...
That's why he's such a fan of Point Break.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, I argue Point Break's one of the best plots of all time. Even though most people disagree. Anyways. We shall move to emails. So...
Email... How many emails do we have? Do we have a lot, or do we have, like, bare bones?
We have, like, five.
Oh, damn, we got, like, a plethora. All right, this is good.
Let's start with
this can actually stretch us to an hour, then.
let's start with Hamid's email, because Hamid's a piece of shit. So Hamid asks, so what does your podcast do? Does it even do anything fun, or does it just make fun of listeners? Hamid.
I don't know, Hamid. You listen to the podcast all the time, so you tell us.
Well, Hamid, I'm just going to say, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you can go listen to podcasts where people will, like, stroke your dick and say nice things to you if you want. I mean, there's podcasts out there that'll do that. And they'll also be like, this movie coming out that we know nothing about is going to be the greatest movie of all time, because these people are what we call morons, and they just, you know, buy into whatever they want. You know, like, Carlos and I have talked about this, like, where people will buy into the hype of something, but then it's like, if you have a negative opinion against something, they're just like, what, like, you can't do that, like, you can't have a negative opinion about this movie. It's like, well, if you can have a positive opinion about a movie before it comes out, we should be able to have a negative opinion about it as well.
Yeah, and I talked about that in one of my editorials. I talked about what I call positivity bias. This basic idea that, again, like, negative reactions to something, it's sort of like this general social undercurrent where negative reactions to something can just be easily dismissed as invalid. And it's something you see all the time when people just say, oh, you're just a hater, you know, why don't you do better, or, like, you know, stuff like that, right? You see it all the time, right? They're like, oh, you're just talking shit, you know. But I stand by the fact that I'm like, if you can go into... Or the other one I see a lot is when I comment on something, usually Fantastic Four reboot articles. People are like, do you have to come into every comment, like, and comment how much you think this movie's going to suck? And I'm like, well, if you can come into every thread and say, I'm excited for this movie, then why can't I come into every thread and say, I think it's going to be crap? Like, what's the fundamental difference between those two things? There isn't one, right? And they can't give me a solid answer to that, right? So...
It's that everyone has an opinion, and it's like, if your opinion isn't the popular opinion, like, it's still an opinion. You still have a right to have your opinion. And that's kind of why we have things like comment threads and editorials and stuff like that.
It's like, so people can discuss different viewpoints or something.
I mean, if somebody was like, oh, I don't like the Marvel Cinematic Universe because it sucks, and they have, like, no explanation, well, that's...
Yeah, like, nothing to back it up, no actual, like, argument.
But, like,
right?
Like, I've heard people, too, who were basically like, you know, the Marvel movies are okay, but I think they're a little too, like, positive for me. And you know what? I get that. Like, I don't see it myself. I don't agree with that. But you know what? At least they have somewhat of a semblance of a reasoning for why they don't like it. But, you know, that's kind of it, right? Like, you know, if you have an opinion on it, like, I mean, hey, power to you. That's totally cool. As for you, Hamid, you're a drug dealer piece of shit whose username is BongRipper420. So nobody should be able to trust you, Hamid, because you are a drug user and a dealer, I'm sure. So, Hamid, get your life in order. That's what I'm telling you now on this podcast.
Stop, like why are you still listening to this podcast, Hamid? I think he just really likes us.
Yeah, like, he's saying, like...
Honestly.
He's saying, like, you know, why don't we be like other podcasts? Well, no, like, you keep listening to this podcast because we are, like, the cool alternative podcast. We're, like, the ones that are, like, doing things way different. That's why you like us.
Yeah, we're the cool cats of the podcast world.
Like, if there was such a thing as, like, a cult podcast, we would be it.
We are a cult podcast.
Yeah. Like, we have like a few listeners, but we're not like as big as like NPR or something like that or Serial. But our fans are dedicated. And there'll be like people down, like, I imagine like decades down the road when like if we're still doing this, if not, whatever. And someone's just like, oh man, Three Angry Nerds, I remember that podcast. That was such a stupid podcast, but it was great. We're gonna be like the Point Break of podcasts, basically. That's what I'm trying to say. Next email is, I dropped my phone, is from Shannon.
Smooth mood.
Shannon says, hey, I started listening to your podcast the last week or so. I think it's a really nice podcast, but can you answer me this? What is your favorite movie in the MCU so far? Thank you, Shannon. Well, Shannon,
thanks for tuning in, first of all, and telling us that you're new.
A not so unique one of 1,500 listeners we now have. I'm just kidding.
Yes.
You're cool, Shannon. You're cool. Thank you for emailing.
Yeah. You're cooler than Hamid anyway, but that's not that hard.
We have like 1,500 listeners, and then we get like 5 emails, so it's like there's definitely a bit of a discrepancy there in numbers.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who aren't emailing us. Like, what the hell's wrong with you?
Like, if we get like 500 emails, we're not going to answer all 500 on the podcast. That would just be...
But that would be a nice problem to have, wouldn't it be, Curtis? Because that would mean that a lot of people really want
to
talk to us.
Them all to find the good ones.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's a good problem, because I don't have to do the work. You have to do the work.
Of course you do. Now the truth comes out.
Fridge brilliance.
No, I mean, yeah. No, thank you for listening to Shannon. I mean, my favorite is still Guardians of the Galaxy. Age of Ultron, I thought, might usurp that, but it's still Guardians.
But Age of Ultron's pretty close.
I don't know. Age of Ultron kind of fumbled the ball for me a bit. It's still a good movie, but... I think it was also, too, like, I was expecting it to be better than Guardians, and then it wasn't. And I was like, well, okay, well, I'm going to stick with Guardians. Like, I'm now starting to actually, like, compare the other movies now to Guardians, just because that's, like, my favorite. And, I mean, I don't think that's unfair, either. It's like, I know they're doing their own thing, but, like, in terms of taking a property and doing it well, giving it justice. I mean, I don't think you could do, too much better than Guardians. I mean, I'm sure people can do better, and I'd love to see them try, but I think Guardians did a very good job of adapting that material. So, in terms of the model of which to go off of, I'd say Guardians. So, what about you, Carlos? I'm going to guess you're going to say the Winter Soldier. That's my guess.
And Curtis would be correct. My favorite MCU movie so far is Captain America: The Winter Soldier. Basically, on the strength of it as a film. I mean, I like pretty much all of the Marvel Cinematic Universe movies. Some more than others, obviously. But I mean, like, I don't think there's a single one of them that I would say that I completely dislike. Where I'm just like, nope, I won't even bother ever watching that again. I don't like it. The closest to that would probably be Iron Man 2, for sure. Like, it's okay, but there's nothing really special about it aside from Justin Hammer. Sam Rockwell stole the whole movie. But anyway, but in terms of which one is my favorite, is definitely Captain America: The Winter Soldier. I mean, I just feel like in terms of, like, on the strength of its script, its acting, like, the way that it's well-paced and... the fact that it deals with some material that a lot of the other Marvel movies just weren't willing to deal with. It was definitely... There's just something special about Winter Soldier for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that there's definitely the possibility it could be eclipsed in the future. I mean, some of the Phase 3 movies sound pretty friggin' exciting. But right now, my personal favorite is still Cap's Second Adventure. And it's kind of crazy, too, because, I mean, like, thinking about it, maybe, like, 5-10 years ago, I would never would have thought that my favorite movie in, like, the upcoming MCU was going to be a Captain America movie. Not that I ever disliked Captain America or just the Winter Soldier story in general. I thought it was good stuff, but I didn't think that that would end up being the one that would end up being my favorite. But, hey, you know, we never know.
Next question's from Scott. Scott says, it sounds like we get Curtis a bit of traveling. What? No, I read that wrong. Sounds like Curtis does a bit of traveling. And I was just curious, Curtis, what is your most uncomfortable thing about traveling? I have to like share a room with somebody. So I always feel like I always have to like just do things that I'm not used to doing, like you know, like walking around with pants on. You know, it's like.
Wait, who are you sharing a room with?
Oh, like coworkers and such.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, it's like it's kind of funny because like Megan's like, oh, so when you go to these shows, are you gonna walk around with no pants on? I'm like, no, I kind of have to be like, you know, somewhat respectful. I'm like, goddamn pants.
It's just like, I know, because I'm just sort of imagining Megan being like, but you never wear pants, and Curtis is like, I know!
I know, it was like, this is part of the problem, this is part of my daily struggle. Actually, it's kind of like,
the struggle is real!
I do talk to my significant other on a pretty regular basis when I'm traveling, and yeah, it's just kind of funny, because it's like, I get harassed for that all the time. It's like, wow, pretty well dressed for being inside in a room. I'm like, shut up. This is uncomfortable for me, but I will do it. Anyways. Let's see. What about you, Carlos? I know this wasn't addressed to you, but, like, when you travel, do you have any, like, anything that's weird for you about traveling?
When I for some reason, every once in a while when I'm traveling, like, I see people, and, like, if they look similar to someone that I know, I, like, freak out. Because I don't like being recognized. So I'm sort of like, oh my gosh, that's somebody I, and it's never somebody I actually know. Like it's completely a complex, but I don't know why it freaks me out all the time. And I also hate like having to go to the bathroom in a public place. Like especially if it's in a completely different like city or country, I'm just sort of like I get scared. I don't know why. I just get scared. I'm like, can I go back to the hotel to do this?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, like, funny, though. Like, I also feel like, too, I'm going to add on to my answer, too. But, like, also, too, like, people will just, like, make suggestions on where to go. And I feel like if I followed everyone's suggestions, I would just be, like, exhausted. Like, it was like, you should check
out. I never follow suggestions like those. They're like, hey, you should totally check out this, like, restaurant or this like attraction or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, okay, and I'm like, I'm never going.
There was this cool guy that I met when I traveled, and his name was Mark, and he's like a video guy, and he was shooting a video not related to the podcast, I swear. It was so
he was cool. Making a porno.
Yeah, he was making a porno. I was just there to watch, capture it all in. And it was pretty funny because we were filming and then we're taking a break and like this guy just like comes out and this guy looks like basically like a homeless person on a BMX bike, basically like it's a weird looking person. And he's just like, what's up, Mark? You're the best. And I was like, what? And they're like, oh yeah, apparently this Mark guy is like the biggest name in shooting BMX bike stuff. And this guy like just noticed him and all this other stuff. And I'm just like, so that's the thing too, is like, I feel like sometimes when I'm in Philly, I like, or any other city for that matter, I'm always like losing. I'm kind of like missing out on things like that, and I'm like, oh, I like no clue who this person was. I'm so sorry. Next email is from Marianne. Marianne asks, "What's been your favorite movie so far of 2015?" I don't know, Carlos. What's your favorite movie of 2015 so far?
Terminator Genesis.
Oh gosh. I don't know. I mean, it was a pretty terrible movie. And, it wasn't quite like the levels of terrible of, say, like Point Break, but it was pretty terrible. I'm gonna go out on a limb, and I know my answer is definitely gonna raise some eyebrows, but I'm gonna say Kingsman. Kingsman's been my favorite movie.
Oh.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Kingsman?
I know. In the year that we had Mad Max and Age of Ultron and Jurassic World, I mean, Kingsman was my favorite movie of the year, by far. I thought that movie was fantastic. Mainly just because it was just like a totally insane movie, but that's mainly it. How about you?
Man, fuck Kingsman.
You liked Kingsman, I know you did.
It was okay.
You liked it.
It was okay. It went ridiculous. Just stupid in the second half, though. And I didn't really care about the characters. I was basically just saying I sort of liked it because I didn't want to feel out, like... But it was... It's okay, it wasn't bad. I was just sort of like... Especially because I wasn't one of the people that saw it when it first came out. All I heard was top people talking about it. I'm like, oh my god, it's so incredible. Fucking Kingsman. And I watched it and I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, this movie's got some style, I guess. And I guess it's good-ish, question mark, but, like, I didn't care about the characters, and it went so... And it's funny, because, I mean, my favorite comic book movie is Scott Pilgrim, and that movie, like, defines over-the-top. But with Kingsman, I couldn't take the over-the-top seriously, which sounds funny when you say it, but I sort of, like, I could take the over-the-top seriously in Scott Pilgrim. I couldn't take it seriously with Kingsman. I don't know what it was about, like, how it was done. Like I said, not a bad movie. It was okay,
but
it's not something that I have any... I don't have any desire to watch it again.
I think it was actually a pretty decent origin story. Like, that's how I look at it, but also, too...
Origin story? They basically destroyed human society. Where are they supposed to go next? Like, nobody would ever trust each other again after pretty much, like... I'm imagining that even when that... What is it? Like the kill everyone else signal was on... A lot of people died, and a lot of society would have been destroyed, and nobody would ever trust each other again. So I'm like, what do you do after that?
They're
I feel like the movie
they'll
did...
rebuild Kingsman, and Merlin will be, like, the head of it. And, yeah. I don't know.
Whatever.
Where you go.
Actually, I was going to say, I have a favorite movie so far this year. I do. Do you want me to say it? Do you want me to tell you what it is? My favorite... What do you think it is?
I'm really hoping it's Mad Max, but something tells me it might be Jurassic World.
Well, it's not Mad Max.
Goddamn.
Actually, so far, my honest answer is that my personal favorite movie this year is Inside Out, the new Pixar movie that came out.
Suck it, Jurassic World, you piece of shit.
I really like Jurassic World.
I know.
But I saw it Inside Out. I don't know if anyone else saw it. Actually, a lot of people went to see it. It actually did really well at the box office.
There has been some, like, pressure in my household to go see this movie. And
I'm going to add to it. I think that, like, on a scripting level, I mean, like, obviously it is a movie designed for children. Who gives a fuck? Okay, I went to go see it. I thought it was actually amazing. I was really surprised because I know that a lot of people have been talking about Pixar and how they've sort of fallen off in recent years and how their efforts haven't matched up to, again, their original run of films, which was basically just sort of like hit after hit after hit for a while. And then sort of after, like, Toy Story 3, people were sort of wondering what the hell happened to them. I think they were just... They were waiting for this one. And it was funny because when I saw the trailers for Inside Out, I thought that it looked kind of dumb. Like, I wasn't exactly sure what they were going for. But then when I actually saw their vision on screen, I was like, this is one of the best movies that Pixar has ever made. And that's no joke. So that's my personal favorite movie so far this year, for sure. But I still did really like Jurassic World, despite Curtis hating it and giving it one Uncle Joey out of a million. But fuck you, Curtis.
I mean, my second favorite movie of the year was probably Magic Mike XXL. But...
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Did you actually see Magic Mike?
I did.
And no, what did you... No, now I need to know, Curtis.
Oh,
what
Magic
did you
Mike
think
sucks.
Of Magic Mike's XXL?
Magic Magic Mike like sucks. Showgirls, but with male strippers. That's basically what it is. If you're like, what's Showgirls? Look it up. It's a terrible movie.
I do know what Showgirls is.
If you know what Showgirls is, and then if I tell you it's the male version of Showgirls, you'll know exactly what
You'll know exactly what you're getting into.
Says, she doesn't even have a question.
Can I just ask a question? Didn't we recently get an email from a new user named Hannah and a new user named Sharon? So now we have another new user named Hannah and another new user named Sharon who are also emailing us? Doesn't that seem a bit weird?
Yeah, apparently we got a lot of Hannahs and Shannahs and Annas, apparently.
And that are new.
That are
all and new. Are emailing us.
Thank you for keeping up the podcast. It's a fun one to listen to. Keep it up. So you repeat yourself. But thank you, Hannah. Yes, we will keep it up. I mean, if our 1,500 listeners want us to keep it up, we will do so.
Well, yeah, thanks. Thanks for the kudos, brah.
Final listener email is from another new listener, I think. I mean, unless I'm mistaken. If you aren't a new listener, then I apologize. It's from Chad. Chad basically asks, what would be your dream movie to lead Marvel's Phase 4?
To be the first movie in the phase?
Like the Iron Man 3 or the Iron Man 1, I guess.
Or the Civil War.
Yeah.
Because that's well, sort of kind of funny, because I think someone needs to ask Kevin, because Inhumans got pushed back after Infinity War Part 2, someone needs to ask Kevin Feige if Inhumans is the first movie of Phase 4, just to clarify, be like, hey man, is that Phase 4 or what? But my dream movie to lead Phase 4, I think the answer to this should be fairly obvious. A Fantastic Four reboot. Like, go big or go home, man. A Fantastic Four movie with a real fucking Doctor Doom set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe with no ties to the Fant-4-stick movie that's coming out. That's definitely... Like, he said dream movie, like, whether or not it could happen, so... Done, son.
Something tells me like something stupid like Runaway or Exiles, but then I'm like, no, they can't. They couldn't like start it off. You kind of need to. Leave.
I wouldn't have a problem with Runaways.
I know you wouldn't, but I would be like, no, you can't do that. I mean, you would have them be like the Guardians of the Galaxy, of, like that one where it was like you introduce them as like.
I actually think that could be a pretty interesting way to start it off, though, because that would sort of be like you sort of. Because, I mean, like, think about, like, how you think of Phase 1 through 3 as a sort of, like, trilogy, and I'm sure most people will think of them that way. Then I think that having a movie that would be, like Runaways, that would be so different from anything that they've done as a way of starting off the phase, it'd be, like, a really bold sort of creative decision. Not to say that the MCU is, like, it's, like, a different universe or anything, but sort of being, like, okay, we did this sort of myth arc from all the way from Iron Man to... Infinity War that was basically almost all about the Avengers and the cosmic side of the universe, and then you do something that Runaways while still having ties to the cosmic, because you have again like you have like the Magisidanians and all the other stuff, but I mean it would still be something completely different, and you would still have movies in Phase 4 that would connect to previous franchises, but I think Runaways would actually be pretty interesting. It's just in terms of a creative choice to start off a phase, I wouldn't have a problem with that at all.
Okay, I'm going to actually give a serious answer. And this one's probably going to get like a lot of people really pissed off.
Uh-oh, he's ready to rustle some jimmies!
And some people are even going to like give me that look like, you can't fucking do this. But I'm going to say you lead with a Hawkeye and Mockingbird team-up film.
A what? A Mockingbird and who?
Mock- Mockingbird and Hawkeye.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said. I'm like, Mockingbird. I thought you said Iron Man. I'm like, Iron Man and Mockingbird teaming up.
That would be a really weird team up. But no, like in the comics, obviously, most people know that Hawkeye and Mockingbird are a thing. Now, obviously, you're saying, well, wait, no, we met Hawkeye's wife in the last movie. But I have a reason to believe she's probably not long for this world, his current wife. And I'm thinking that, like, down the road, I would love to see, like, a film where it's, like, maybe post-Infinity War, you know, everything's just, you know, Earth is back to somewhat normal, but, like, everything's kind of still in disarray. So you have, like, something like a Hawkeye and Mockingbird basically, like, cleaning up the streets. And you could always even have that to, like, lead into, like, a West Coast Adventures or something like that. That's my idea.
Okay.
I'm probably crazy. You can tell me that. And you can email me. Well, email us at 3angrynerdspodcast at
@3angrynerds and tell Curtis how crazy he is.
Yeah, email us and let us know how crazy I am. Because that gets you to email us, and then you're like, God damn, I emailed them.
He actually took, and then you know, you'll live forever with the knowledge that you took time out of your life to email the 3angrynerdspodcast. You are committed.
So, how about this? I want to give you guys a challenge this week. Email us and tell us who you think should be Guardians of the Galaxy.
I bet someone's just gonna say Curtis.
That'd be great. Even though I'm like totally not like Adam Warlock. I mean, I'll do it. I'll take that paycheck. Let us know who you think should play Adam Warlock. Give us like a serious guess. Don't just be like Curtis. Don't do that. I mean, you can if you want, but I feel like
Young Hun Lee.
Yeah, you could be like Hamid Bong Ripper 420 at Hot Mail playing Adam Warlock. He's just like. He's like, so guys, I loaded some pot into the Infinity Gauntlet, but I can't figure out how to smoke it. I think it's kind of busted. Like, do I light it on the finger, or do I, like, yeah. That should be, like, the title of this week's podcast, The Infinity Bong. There we go.
I love it. Infinity Bong. There you go. Done. Write it down.
Left in the podcast, I managed to pull one out of my ass. We'll let you guys know when we're probably going to be doing our next movie commentary, which I think has been settled upon to be movie 43. I did get a few people being like, I would not watch that movie normally, but I may watch it if you guys do a commentary, so there's that.
No, you shouldn't watch it normally is the thing. It's that you should not.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's people watch. Are saying, like, I normally wouldn't watch this movie, but if you're going to watch it and do a commentary, I may just watch this movie. I'm just going to write that again. The name of this podcast this week.
Nice.
Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and just be nice to each other. Just be decent human beings.
You know, and give us 5 stars on iTunes or something.
Yeah,
like that would be kind of
cool. Saying that, like, to be a nice human being, you have to review us and give us 5 stars on iTunes, but that's
it just else. Would go a long way to proving that you are a nice.
I mean, like, I'm not. If you guys are religious at all, you may believe in, like, God. This God may be like. Believe in good deeds. Well, think of it this way. Reviewing us on iTunes would be a pretty good deed. You would get some pretty good books for that. Alright.
Yeah. My fanfic.
And read Doom's fanfic. Alright, for 2 nerds and a few absentees, peace.
Bye.